It's a cross-county battle with a conference championship on the line as the West Forsyth Titans take on the East Forsyth Eagles in our high school football game of the week on WSJS. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fred E. Lewis Stadium in Kernersville, North Carolina. I'm Dave Pulaski with Drew Brackett alongside. These are two of the top teams in the state going head-to-head. West Forsyth entering play today, ranked 11th in the state by Max Preps. East Forsyth is number 6. Titans in white jerseys with dark green numbers on the front and the back. Outlined in mustard gold, they have gold pants and white helmets with Titans spelled out in script in green, outlined in gold on each side. East Forsyth in a navy out here at the Nest. Navy jerseys with white numbers and a silver outline, black pants and navy blue helmets with the North Carolina Eagles silhouette logo on the side in chrome. Casa Dupuy has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. He'll be kicking from right to left across your radio display. We get the ready for play. And here we go in the regular season finale from Kernersville. Now on third down, Baker's going to scramble up the middle, has some room, has the first down and more across the 30, 40, 50-yard line into West Forsyth territory. Stiff arms a man as he goes out of bounds at the Titan 33-yard line. That time the seas parted for Bryce Baker right up the middle. He took the opening and goes for a huge scramble and a first down. Now on first down, it's Corey Blair up the middle. And there goes Blair into the secondary. Cuts left, gets inside the 10. He's going to jog into the end zone. Touchdown, East Forsyth. Two big plays for the Eagles on the ground to get on the board first. Second down and 12 now from the 30-yard line for East Forsyth. Tripwide receivers out to the left now. On second down, play fake. Baker looks right, now looks left, under pressure, tries to throw it, and it's picked off by Taylor. Taylor then spins away from a tackler, and he's going to race down the near sideline and into the end zone. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Taylor on the pick six. And now the extra point by Casa Dupuy is blocked down. What a play by East Forsyth, breaking through with Zion Pleasant. And that keeps it at a 7-6 game with 7:38 to go in the first quarter. Two wideouts to the left, one to the right. First down and goal from the 10-yard line for East Forsyth. Hand off, Blair. Blair starts right, breaks a tackle, gets into the end zone. Touchdown, East Forsyth. Corey Blair, his second rushing score of the day. And the Eagles extend their lead late in the first quarter. And on first down and 10 from the 20-yard line, Riley Horton going for a home run ball down the near sideline. Perfectly placed throw, and a catch made along the near sideline by Hunter Cruz. Cruz steps out of bounds at the 49-yard line of East Forsyth. What a dime from Horton for 31 yards. Riley Horton surveying the defense, and as he does, the clock hits all zero. So one quarter in the books here in Kernersville, and we've got a good one on our hands. East Forsyth leading West Forsyth 14-6. Tripwide receivers out to the left. And Riley Horton in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Quarterback surge right up the middle, and he's going to get to the goal line, reaches the ball out, and he's in. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Riley Horton, with that last stretch of his left arm, able to get the football across the plane and give the Titans a score. And now Baker from the gun on first and goal takes a snap. Design roll out to the left. Looks, lobs, has a man wide open. Catch made, J.P. Gilchrist. Touchdown, East Forsyth. That was easy for Bryce Baker. Out of the timeout, third down and 11 for West Forsyth at the East 40. Riley Horton in the shotgun with three wide receivers to the right. Back to throw. Has time in the pocket. Fires over the middle. Wide open man. Jalen Moore makes the catch. Cuts inside. Still on his feet. Now he breaks away. Jalen Moore all the way. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Moore made the catch at the 25-yard line. Then he's able to work himself free from a tackle and take it the rest of the way for six. So now from the 1.5-yard line, West Forsyth is going to go for two here to try and tie this game up. Riley Horton in the shotgun. Darrell Page off to his right. Two-point conversion attempt. Snap. Horton right up the middle. And he's going to stroll into the end zone untouched. Two-point conversion. Good. And West Forsyth has knotted this game at 21 with 5:50 to go in the first half. After the penalty, first down and 20 for East Forsyth at their own 39-yard line. Baker drops back to throw. Under pressure. He's going to get tripped up in the backfield for a sack. Daviel Eldridge. He's nicknamed Turtle because he walked slowly when he was a younger kid. He wasn't slow on that one, tripping up Baker for a big loss. Riley Horton, the Parkland transfer, takes the knee-high snap. He'll keep it himself. Bursts of speed. Now cuts to the right. There goes Riley Horton into the open field. One man to beat. Racing down the sideline. He gets a block. Inside the 20. Inside the 10. He's going to take it all the way. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Riley Horton, 77 yards for the score. Out of the timeout. Fourth down and 4 for East Forsyth at the West Forsyth 37. Baker in the shotgun. Trip wide receivers to the left. Going for it on fourth down. Baker throws. It's behind his intended target, Jai Richburg. A turnover on downs, and the Titans sprint off the field, jumping up and down. It's first and 15 now for West Forsyth. From the East Forsyth 33. Horton back to throw. Steps into the pocket. Looks. Lobs. Going for the end zone. Hunter Cruz. He's got it. Touchdown, West Forsyth. Hunter Cruz right over the top of the defense. And the Titans extend their lead. The largest deficit that East Forsyth has faced all year. As they trail West Forsyth 35-21 at the break. So now third down and four from the 7-yard line after no gain. Titans showing blitz on third down. Baker rolling out to his left. Looking. Lobbing. Has a man open. And it is underthrown and intercepted in the front of the end zone.
Pass to God. This one is intercepted.
Picked off by Nicholas Goodrum in the front middle of the end zone. There was a man open,
yeah.
And Baker just simply threw it behind him. Fourth down and 19, and now Max Williamson punting out of his own end zone. Remember, they had a high snap to him that was called off on a penalty. This one's clean. Williamson has the punt blocked. East Forsyth able to break through, and they make the recovery of the loose ball at the 15-yard line. Now East Forsyth trying to cash in. Kanan Rottweiler gets a carry. Wide open hole. Rottweiler inside the five. Diving, spinning, and he is in. Touchdown, East Forsyth. They turn the block punt into points, and the Eagles are right back in this game.
Horton will at least bring the offense to the line of scrimmage. Will they snap it before the clock hits all zeros? Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and Horton says, you know what? It's a very short walk. We have to go from the 49 to the 49. Fourth quarter coming up here in Kernersville. West Forsyth holding on to a 35-28 lead over 9-0 East Forsyth. Baker, number two in the navy blue jersey, takes a snap. Drops back to throw. He's under pressure in the backfield. He escapes. Baker rolling out to his right, looking downfield. Now he'll take off. And there goes Baker into the open. Inside the 30, inside the 25, and he's shoved out of bounds at the West Forsyth 22-yard line. That time, Bryce Baker dropped all the way back beyond the 50-yard line before accelerating, and he ends up picking up a first down. They'll keep Murray in as the Wildcat quarterback. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line. Murray takes a snap, runs left, cuts right, jumps, gets into the end zone. Touchdown, East Forsyth. Jalen Murray on the Wildcat keeper. And the Eagles are within a point of tying this game. Now first and 10 after the 25-yard scramble from the 37-yard line. Horton's going to keep it himself. Running left. Now angles up the middle. Still on his feet. And he is going to get tackled forward. Ball pops out. It's picked up by East Forsyth. They're going back the other way. No man around him. And going in for a touchdown is Solomon Brown. Scoop and score. And the Eagles take the lead with 5:09 left. And West Forsyth will start out on the East Forsyth side of the field at the 46. First down and 10. Horton claps his hands, takes a chest high snap, drops back to throw, looks, lobs, he's going for the home run ball, waiting, making the catch is Jalen Moore. Touchdown West Forsyth. One play, 46 yards, and this roller coaster ride goes on in Kernersville. Now for the tie, Costa Dupuis, the extra point, snap, placement, line drive, kick, up and good. And 12 seconds after East Forsyth scores, West Forsyth answers right back. 42-42 game between the Titans and the Eagles. Everybody at Freddie Lewis Stadium on their feet now, both on the East Forsyth and West Forsyth sidelines. Second and goal from the 3-yard line for East Forsyth. 14.9 seconds left in this 42-42 game. Bryce Baker from the shotgun. Pair of running backs with him. He'll take the snap, fakes the handoff. Baker looking, lobbing, back left corner of the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown, East Forsyth! J.P. Gilchrist hauls it in the back left corner! 55 yards away from the goal line. One more play for West Forsyth. Trip wide receivers out to the right. Horton takes the snap. He's going to try and buy some time. He's under pressure. Horton is not going to get the pass away. He's spun down for a sack. East Forsyth completes the undefeated regular season with a 48-42 comeback victory over West Forsyth. Jubilation for East Forsyth. Heartbreak for West Forsyth. And the Eagles make it 5 in a row now over their cross-county rivals. 48-42, the final score in a classic in Kernersville.